Certificate of Preliminary Employment Interview for Classified SADO Position at the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute. Candidate name, Dr. Poppy Penelope Ann Zeitgeist.
Are we starting now?
Yes. So, Dr. Zeitgeist, tell us something about yourself.
Is this part of the test?
It's not a test, Dr. Zeitgeist. It's a job interview.
Oh, of course, of course.
So, please, in your own time, tell us something about yourself.
Well, my full name is Dr. Poppy Penelope Ann Zeitgeist, and I have a first-class honours in theoretical astrophysics from Cambridge and a PhD in astrobiology from Edinburgh. I suppose you could say that I'm a physicist with an interest in alien life forms, which I thought might be relevant here.
Yes, and?
And what?
We were expecting a little more about you.
Well, I think I've pretty much told you everything. Oh, I do like rabbits and taking long walks on the beach, usually alone. Well, always alone, so far.
Okay. And how did you first hear of the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute?
At university, as I was writing up my PhD, I found one of your brochures, folded up under the leg of a table in a coffee bar, sort of levelling it out, you know?
Yes. And what do you think you could bring to the work of the Institute?
Do you mean the Institute or the super secret real work it actually does?
I mean SADO, Dr. Zeitgeist.
Well, like I said, I got a first in theoretical astrophysics and have a PhD in astrobiology, so, you know...
Right, moving on. If you were hired to work at Mount McCabe, how would you see your career developing over the next 5, 10, or 20 years?
Oh, that is a difficult one. I suppose for the first few years, I would be really just, you know, learning the ropes, getting to grips with the issues and the sort of everyday demands of defending the Earth from alien invasion. But long term, I really think I would like to move on to a position actually at the moon base.
How ambitious. And what would you say was your greatest weakness?
Probably my indecisiveness. No, not that. I think if I was being honest, which I am totally with all these questions. Anyway, I think I would say that probably around, you know, other people, I tend to be a little sort of lacking in confidence. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, well, very honest answer, Dr. Zeitgeist. And just for contrast, what is your greatest strength?
Well, I am very clever. I've got a first and a PhD.
Yes, yes, you said already. And I do have your full CV here in front of me and also all the background reports.
Background reports? Oh, was that why that man in a raincoat sat next to me when I went on my own to see the all-night Star Wars marathon?
Probably not. But would you say you work well with other people?
Oh, is that important?
And Mount McCabe? Not really. But in general, in an ongoing work scenario, how do you handle stress and pressure?
I'm doing it right now. Deep breathing. And I think of bunny rabbits. Oh, just the rabbits. In a field, not doing anything or anything. Just, you know, sitting there, being cute.
I see. And what do you think makes you the right person for this job?
Well, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what the job involves yet. I mean, I read the brochure several times, and I just thought, yes, this is for me. It's a first step into a larger world.
Ah, yes, as Obi-Wan Kenobi might have said. Okay, now, I want you to listen very carefully to this next question about a hypothetical situation and give me the first response that pops into your head. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You're in a desert, walking along the sand, when all of a sudden you look down and you see a tortoise. It's crawling towards you, and you reach down and flip the tortoise over onto its back. It's lying there on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help. But you're not helping, Poppy. Why is that?
Oh, I would never. I mean, of course I would help it. But anyway, are tortoises desert animals? Surely they would prefer scrubland. And I'm not really sure what this has to do with the job.
They're just questions, Poppy. Just questions. They write them down for me. We have to ask. It's protocol.
Oh, okay.
Now, one last question. If you were a plant, what kind of plant would you be?
A tree, I suppose. Yes, a redwood, a giant redwood, but just a sapling in a clearing growing towards the sun, its whole wonderful future about to unfold ahead of it.
Oh, not a wallflower then. Interesting. Okay, thank you for coming in, Dr. Zeitgeist. Someone will be in touch.
It won't be that man in the raincoat, will it?
I think not.